What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Smoking Weed and Talking MMA. My name is Jared. That's Paul right over there.
What up?
And we are going to be talking all about Cowboy versus Al Iaquinta. We are going to be looking ahead to UFC 237, which sees Rose Namajunas defend her title in enemy territory down in Brazil against Jessica Andrade. We're going to take a look at Bellator 221. We're going to be talking about DC versus Stipe Miocic 2, which has just been booked. And, of course, we're going to start this episode off with our Weed of the Week.
Smoke weed every day.
Right now, Paul just lit up a delicious joint of some, this is some do-si-do, is that what we started with right now? Mm-hmm. Is that what you fired up? I haven't had this before, actually. I see it in the dispensaries all the time, but I have not picked it up. It's a 29% THC, which is pretty sporty, man. I like that. Do-si-do is a combo of Phantom cookies and regular do-si-do, so we get the cherry after that. Tastes kind of fruity. It's pretty smooth, man. It's got a good terpene profile. I like it because it doesn't have myrcene in it. It's got some humulene, some limonene, and some B-carophyllene. Now, I'm not going to dive into what those are, folks, but if you want to learn about cannabis terpenes, they're a really important part of the plant. It's one of the benefits you get from, like, smoking flower instead of, like, say, a distillate THC. You might notice a different kind of high, and that's why. It's the terpenes. So you can Google that shit and learn all about them. We also got another one in the Dosi family. We got a hybrid called Dosi Face, which is Dosi Dough crossed with Face Off OG. Now, Face Off OG I have had and do like. But this is real smooth.
Yeah.
And finally, we got one other weed today. We're rocking three different kinds on the show today. I got some Pineapple Fanta, which Pineapple Fanta is a sativa. It's a cross of golden pineapple and Jet Fuel Gelato, which are two strains I've never had before. But the Pineapple Fanta we got in the bong is pretty sporty, too.
Yep.
Dude, at least this joint is burning good. One of the problems we got here in Nevada, right, is these fucking joints being rolled just too tight when you buy the fuel.
Yeah, they suck.
But this one's not so bad. Man, we had a lot of good fights this weekend, bro. We got a lot of good fights coming up. But let's just dive into it. I was going to talk about this weed a little bit more, but honestly, I'm still, when we're recording this, it's just after, a day after the Cowboy Cerrone Al Iaquinta fight, and I am still pumped from that, dude. Cowboy Cerrone got me feeling the fucking, feeling the energy. I really enjoyed that. This guy has been on a 3-0 run now since he became a father, and I've said it before, you've said it too, I think. I think this is a different guy. I think he finally got his shit together. Not to shit on his career or anything like that. He's had a marvelous career. But, I mean, as we all know, any fan knows, what happens with the guy? He gets up to a spot where he's, like, right there. And he kind of falls apart mentally a little bit.
Yeah. Gets knocked out in the first round.
Yeah, or gets blitzed and doesn't have it. And it's interesting, he addressed that after this fight. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. What did you think of it? What did you think of his performance?
It was good. He started slow, but he picked it up late. And that's what you got to do to win championship fights.
What about Iaquinta? What did you think of his?
He looked a little bit off to me. I think he looked a lot better against Khabib. I think he looked a lot better against Kevin Lee. I think he kind of had a lot of trouble with Cowboy's length.
Yeah.
And he hit him with some big shots, but he also took a lot of big shots.
Yeah, he seemed to have a hard time getting inside a little bit, which makes sense with the length, but I think you're right. I think that's a good point. He did look a little,
just wasn't his day, I guess.
But he still put. It was a hell of a good fight. It wasn't
same
like
old Al.
It was a good fight overall. I thought Al did good. I mean, I think he's looked better, but I didn't think he looked bad. But Cowboy really, like he mentioned after the fight that he thinks if Al would have pressed him in the early round, that he probably would have won the fight.
You could see that for sure.
Because he said, he was saying he just didn't feel it.
Al almost dropped him in the first round.
Al's got hands. Like, people forget, like, he knocked out Diego Sanchez, who's got an iron chin.
And Al's never been stopped.
Yeah. Al's a machine. I don't really think this loss diminishes too much from Al. Like, it was a great fight. I thought he did well. But it's just Cowboy's really, ever since he became a father, man, it was like something clicked in his head. Like, oh, okay, I get it now. And
right after he had that death.
Yeah, and it was at the same experience. Time when the scuba diving, you mean? Yeah. Yeah. It's the same. Those two events seem to be pretty closely timed out, actually, now that you mention it. I hadn't thought about that.
So
they had to have been around the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll
change. It was like right after his kid. Right after his kid was born.
I mean, I have a kid, and people who don't, I mean, you hear that it changes you, but it's just like one of those things. You just don't understand it till it happens to you, and then you're like, oh, shit, okay. So that's not bullshit to say that, you know, that could have been what really turned a corner for him. Like, it's just a different thing when you become a parent. I'm a parent, and I'm glad to see him getting
that success. And you hear a lot of high-level athletes say things like that.
Yeah, I'm Connor. I don't know if Connor's the best example in that case, but you're right. A lot of high-level athletes have said that. Yeah. And because it's true. I'm speaking from experience. Like, it's just
a lot of them say it gives them a second gear.
It does. And logically, you might, not having experience, you might wonder, like, it just seems like some bullshit. But it's, I don't know. It's legit. Something that, like, even stepchildren aren't the same things. I've had stepkids in the past, too. And, I mean, you love them, you care about them, don't get me wrong. And I mean, you think of them as your own children. But there's something different when you have a child and you see it and you're like, oh shit. Especially if you're in some kind of job, I imagine, where you're like fighting people in a cage for a living versus just like going to your 9-to-5. It's even more so because you're in that element of danger, you know? And for Cowboy, it seems like that's what he needed, man. Yeah. I hope he gets his shit together. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as championship, I hope he makes it to a title fight and performs really, really well. And I'd love to see him win the title. Now, against who that might be, I doubt that that even happens, but I'd love to see it get there. That's what I mean.
I hate to say it, but I don't know if he has the skills to beat the next three fights he would have to take to win the title. I don't think he could beat Dustin Poirier. I don't think he could beat Tony Ferguson. I don't think he could beat Khabib Nurmagomedov. I don't think he could beat Conor McGregor. Plain and simple.
Yeah, I can't disagree with any of that, dude. You're right. I don't either.
I love him. I love his attitude. I love his persona. He's a hell of a fighter, and he would be in every single one of those fights. Do not get me wrong, but I feel like when it came down to it, I think all four of those guys would get one over on him.
Just for his sake, I'd like to see him get the Conor fight because it probably maybe equal a big payday. It just depends on how that works now with the UFC's new ESPN Plus deal, which has changed the landscape as far as fighter pay.
Changed the landscape negotiating-wise as well.
Yeah. So, but I'd love to see Cowboy get a big fight and a big payday and do his best. You know,
I could see him and Tony Ferguson be in the next fight.
That'd be a good fight.
I think that makes a lot of sense for both of them.
Because it sucks for him. It sucks his only title shot.
Yeah.
He has all the skills, I think, to beat RDA. He just didn't have him that night. Like, he didn't have it together mentally, and he went out and got blitzed. And that wasn't Cowboy right there, getting blitzed in 44 seconds. I mean,
yeah, that was a strange one because RDA is not a big puncher either.
Right. That was just this. His head games, man, is fucking that shit. And I'd love to see him get another shot at that, at a redemption on that. Dude deserves it. That was a great fight, though. Another fight of the year candidate.
Maybe.
Candidate. Not necessarily a winner, but I think when you're talking about the greatest fights of the year so far, for me personally, I'd stick that up in there, in the conversation.
There's been a lot of fucking good fights this year, man.
ESPN's getting lucky with that, aren't they? Yeah. Like, pretty much every main card, at least the main event, has delivered. Like, last night, there was some whack fights, but the main event delivered.
The co-main event was terrible.
Yeah. We're talking about that was Elias Theodoro versus Derek Brunson, which Brunson won in an affair that, dude, honestly, I quit watching that. Like, I got distracted by, like, my cat, I think it was.
That fight was fucking terrible.
It's not a good fight.
It's like a fucking kid who didn't know how to fight versus someone who was fucking actually just not trying to get stupid. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck was Theodoro doing? He's throwing like weird hammer jabs. Like, the fuck are you doing, bro?
Yeah, I don't know. Those.
Who the fuck told him those were effective? And then those leg kicks and then spin to a fucking head kick that was, he's gone and you're just wasting your energy.
Yeah, he started the fight out with crazy shit like that. It was,
Derek Brunson could have stopped him a couple times, and he just didn't put the foot on the gas either. So, fuck him too. Like, honestly, Derek Brunson has looked terrible in his last three fights.
Yeah, he's not looking good.
Like, fuck.
I agree. I don't get it, because dude's got some skills, but
how the fuck is he still ranked sixth?
I don't even know. How did he get beat by Izzy and still get ranked sixth? I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense. And lost to Anderson and Israel Adesanya back-to-back. And I don't even think Anderson's ranked anymore. Want to
hit the ass under this
Nah, rank? Fuck that shit. So, bottom line is, I don't know.
That fight sucked. Yeah. That's the bottom line. That fight sucked. Line, we're going to move on fight. From that. The rest of the card was a pretty lackluster affair. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
That heavyweight bout was terrible.
Like shit.
Absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
The second heavyweight fight was okay, except, I mean, dude got blitzed. I mean, absolutely blitzed.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it was just, like, those fights were so bad that, or not bad, just non-memorable that their names. I mean, was it Walt Harris?
Yeah, and then he called out, what's his name? Justin Willis.
Yeah, Justin Willis.
It's a good fight for them.
That's a good fight, but Willis is coming off a loss.
Yeah, but
so I thought it was a weird call out.
Yeah,
but I wish one of these fools would call out Greg Hardy's dumbass.
Didn't Greg Hardy call out Derek Lewis?
I didn't listen, dude. When Greg Hardy won his fight last
week,
I muted it. I didn't. I was like, I'm not even going to listen to what that piece of shit has to say.
Pretty sure he called out Derek Lewis.
Please. Please. Yes. Let's do that. Because Derek Lewis likes to beat up on women beaters. He's talked shit about Travis Brown before as a woman beater. And I would absolutely 100% love to listen to everything Derek Lewis has to say about Greg Hardy's woman beating
ass. And Derek
Lewis
will be healed by then.
Derek Lewis would murk Greg Hardy.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Greg Hardy has no skills. He's just a big fuck. That's it. I mean, he's athletic. He can move fast. But that ain't, he doesn't have fighting skills.
The only problem is Derek Lewis, here's the thing.
Shit.
Greg Hardy has a lot of power in his hands, and Derek Lewis is kind of okay with trading. So I feel like that's why he called out Derek Lewis, because he knows he has a lot of power, and he knows Derek Lewis is down to trade, and Derek Lewis has been put himself in some very dangerous spots in the past. So I feel like that would make the most sense for him to move the ladder the quickest as possible.
I think any of those four heavyweights that fought last night would smoke Greg Hardy. Including the losing fighters.
I don't know about that.
Dude, that last fight was a work. This is the first time in my life I have actually thought that a fight was fucking fixed. Like, I mean, not first time in my life. In the UFC. Like, for sure, in the modern day UFC. I know there was an instance in the past where it was proven it was a fixed fight. I'm talking about modern day Zuffa era.
I don't think it was a fixed.
That
kid
was paid to fucking roll, man. Are you kidding me? Maybe not by the UFC.
I think... I don't think it was a fix. I just think it was a layup. Like, the UFC was just, it was like a fast break, and it was like they were Dwayne Wade.
He didn't even fight. He ran away, and then he fell down, and then he was like, like, even Dana was like, I don't know. That was pretty suspect. Like,
yeah, like,
because you had to say something, because that was a work, motherfucker. That's what that was.
I don't think it was a work, too. I think it was just a handout.
God.
It was definitely a handout.
Started on this Greg Hardy shit. What is the UFC feeding us, Paul? Why are they shoving this guy into co-main event still? And even now, with it, that fight was awful. That was an awful fight against an awful opponent. Let's say it wasn't. Let's say it was legit, and that dude just sucked that bad. That was the co-main event. Did you see he got paid $150K for that shit?
Who? Oh, yeah, Greg Hardy. Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
I saw something in the morning report on MMA fighting, but because I don't want to click on the articles, because I'm not trying to support this shit at all with Greg Hardy. I'm not even clicking on your shit. Like, but he was saying something that he thinks he's like the Michael Jordan of MMA. Did you see this headline?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he says that he's the Michael Jordan of MMA.
Why? What?
I don't know. I didn't click on it because I'm not supporting.
You know what? Fuck him. Let's move on. So this weekend we got UFC 237. Out in Brazil, got Rose Namajunas heading over to take on Jessica Andrade. But let's start at the bottom of the card.
Why the bottom? Who's on the bottom?
On the bottom, we got a young man named BJ Penn making his debut versus another guy making his debut, Clay Guida.
Oh, These are some fresh blood in the fresh UFC. Blood, bro. Oh, BJ. Oh.
So there's
been against Clay Guida?
Yeah.
Really?
It's going to be tough, man.
Clay Guida's going to fuck him up, bro. Man.
This is a... I'm curious, though, because BJ's had a couple strange stories come out about him recently.
Is this a 55 or 45?
45.
Oh.
I don't know. Might be 55. Could be. I don't know.
Either way, it doesn't matter for BJ Penn.
Yeah, BJ's getting fucked up, bro. Unless he catches Clay in some stupid shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fight. Anything can happen.
I think BJ just wants to win, man. He doesn't want to fucking, like,
fight for the title. Go to Bellator, son.
He just wants to get a dubski real quick. In the UFC, he wants it.
Why can't they're setting Greg Hardy up with easy fights? Why can't they set BJ Penn? The man didn't earn an easy fight. Can't give him some fucking. They got to give him Clay Guida. That's his easy fight. Clay
Guida. They gave him Tennessee. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, that's true. You can't. BJ Penn. That just shows why he shouldn't be fighting.
Yeah, Clay is not the answer.
Clay's way better than Tennessee, man.
But then. Let's even go after that, and then we have.
Well, how do you think that's going to go? So, how long does BJ last against Clay? Is it going to be a decision, or is it going to be?
Depends on how many times Clay Guida's brother smacks him before the fight. If he smacks him 3 times, he's probably going out in the first. Ooh. If he smacks him 4 times, I wouldn't want to be BJ.
Oh, all right. What's next? I haven't really looked at this card
too much. We got Aldo versus Volkanovski. Oh. And that's on just the main card. They are not the co-main event. We got Silva and Cannoneer as the co-main event.
Right.
Which is strange. Aldo's kind of like scared to be the main event now because every time he is, he gets fucked up. And I have a strange feeling in my stomach that this might be one of the times he gets fucked up. Dude,
Alexander Volkanovski is no joke. Like he showed us how legit he was when he beat fucking Chad Mendes up like that. Even though Mendes was coming back off.
How big would it be for Eugene if Izzy and Volkanovski beat Gaslam and Aldo within like a month of each other?
Come on, man.
That'd be huge for their camp. And then you'd have fucking Volkanovski. I don't think you could give Edgar the shot after that. I think you'd have to give it to Volkanovski.
Oh, I think you have to, yeah.
Because it's hard for me to give Aldo a third shot at Max. So,
no, I don't want to. Who wants to see that?
It's just tough.
That's very tough. And is Frankie injured or is he just waiting?
He's holding out for this Max fight.
But then that just got disrupted because of the whole Poirier thing, so he's got to wait a bit long. Hmm. Yeah, he shouldn't. Because if Volkanovski wins, how do you deny that? I agree. I love me some Frankie, but
it would be the second time Frankie held out.
I think he's gonna win. Skipped. Yeah, I think he's gonna win too. I don't know if Aldo can fuck with that.
I hope so. I'm kind of just done with Aldo. I just don't know where he goes from here. Because okay, let's say Frankie beats Max. Then Frankie's champion. Then Aldo gets a rematch. Aldo beats Frankie every fucking time.
That's just the way that fight goes.
And then
goes.
Max gets his rematch and beats Aldo again. And Aldo fucking retires anyways.
Oh, that would just be...
And then Brian Ortega's swirling around there.
So. No, that sucks. Yeah, Volkanovski winning would be the best thing for the division. Let's hope that happens.
Yeah,
that's a killer fight, though. For sure.
Then we got a young man also making his debut. His name's Anderson Silva.
I think they call him the Spider. Is that right?
No.
That sounds vaguely familiar. That's wrong. I might have seen an amateur fight or something.
Yeah, you're an amateur, dude. Anderson Silva. This is supposedly his last fight, right?
Well, I mean, he's what, 62 years old?
176.
Oh, I love Anderson.
He's what, 60? Jeez. Yeah, dude.
I mean, but, I don't know. What can you say? He was competitive with Izzy, but I think Izzy was...
But Jenny Carineer is a fucking animal.
Yeah, that kid can punch, man. I don't know. I don't know how that goes for the old man. No, but seriously, he's 40, he's 43.
He said this was his last fight, right? We wanted to end it in Brazil. He only has one left on his contract. I think this is it.
It'd be good if he wins.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'd like that. Who doesn't want to see Anderson go out with a win in Brazil? That'd be fucking good shit.
Assholes. But at the same time, I can't hate on Jared Cannonier's rise to the top.
Hey, we share the same first name. I love the guy.
But it's spelled different. It is. So you're enemies.
He's legit, though.
Yeah, he's a beast.
He's legit. I didn't take him seriously in the beginning. Or not seriously. I didn't think there was much to him, but no, he's legit. He's an animal. For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's go after the main event title. For the title.
One of my Rose favorite Namajunas. Fighters. One of my very favorite fighters, Rose.
Versus Jessica Andrade, who will knock Jessica. You into next week.
That's such a tough fight. I think that's a tough fight anywhere.
The question is,
do it in Brazil.
If Andrade can get inside, Rose is going to have a hard fucking fight. But if Rose can keep her on the outside and pick her apart, she'll probably whoop her ass.
That's the thing about Rose. She's in that position, I think, skill-wise, that Conor McGregor was in, and I'll tell you what I mean. What I mean is, like, when we were watching him, when we were watching him, we were seeing every fight, even he was high level, but then he would be even better in his next fight and even better in his next fight. And I think Rose is right there because she's always been so young in the sport.
Yeah.
And now she could have evolved into skill sets we don't know yet because she's done it before. I mean, let's be honest, the first Young Jacek fight, did any of us really think that was going to happen?
No
way. I mean, And then she proved it legit with the second one. I mean, the girl's on a whole nother level now.
Yeah.
And she could be progressing even further. She has definitely got that potential. We've all known it since the days when she was pulling fucking flying arm bars off and she was, 3-0.
Yeah.
But Jessica Andrade is a beast, man. That's as a big fan of Rose, is like, I'm nervous for this fight. I'm like, God damn it.
It's going to be you agreed to Brazil, the walk in the park, man.
It's hard to win in Brazil.
Yeah,
as in, is coming out like from a different country, it's tough, man.
It's tough.
I mean, you almost always see Brazilian fighters dominate. It is a tough, tough place to go get a win. What do you think? I mean, I think you're right. She's got to stay on the outside, absolutely. Unless she's
taking got something in the bag, show us that
we ain't seen.
Andrade knockout in the third.
Man, that's tough, bro.
But I think it's good. It could also go the other way as well. I don't know. It's going to be a fucking tough one, man. We'll see what happens. But
who are you rooting for as a fan? I mean, do you want you want to see Rose
continue her run? I don't really care for either fighter. Yeah, I don't really care for either of them.
So I kind of like Joanna a lot. I've been a fan since back in the day. Yeah, I mean, I was a big fan of hers too, but.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah, she's from my home state, too. Like, she trains out of Colorado.
Up there. Yeah, she's tough. Pat Barry's a cool guy, so yeah, she's
all right. Pat Barry's pretty awesome.
I just never been, like, a huge fan of hers at the same time.
Well, I'm hoping I want her to win. I'll come right out. I think she'll pull it off, maybe. I don't even know. But I can't pick against her.
Yeah, I'm taking Jessica Andrade just because she's a fucking savage, bro.
She is beast.
She's a fucking savage.
Super skilled. Super strong.
She can put the lights out at any point, too.
Super strong, man. But we'll see. That's a lot of confidence on Rose's part to be like, sure, I'll take the fight in Brazil. She didn't have to do that. She's the champion.
She said she
like,
wanted to.
Yeah.
She said crazy. She would never been to Brazil. She wanted to go.
Let's make it a vacation.
Fuck. That's literally what she said.
Yeah. Well, good.
Could be a long one there.
It could be, man.
Spent in the room.
Well, I'm going to go with Rose by decision. Emergency room. But that's because I admit that's just my fanboy.
It's a tough one.
You know. Like, that's what I'm hoping happens.
Well, let's take a quick break from MMA. Talk about something that's happened tomorrow afternoon. And we got the Beat tomorrow the Streets.
So when recording this would be Monday afternoon. Then.
Yeah, Monday afternoon.
Beat the Streets.
Beat the Streets. Got that's Jordan a wrestling Burroughs. Thing. Yeah, Jordan Burroughs taking on our boy Ben Askren, dude.
What exactly is Beat the Streets? Like, I know it's like a charity thing, right?
Yeah, it's a charitable organization for, like, children to, like, have opportunities like extracurricular activities for them to help them stay off the streets in New York. So it's like, it's a kind of like a boys and girls club kind of thing.
Yeah, centered around wrestling.
Yeah, around. Well, it's like all sports, but
they got a big wrestling program. Yeah,
they got a wrestling program and stuff. So yeah, it's a really cool organization, and there's a lot of like celebrities who are used to be wrestlers show up and donate money and. They always put on these big matches, like obviously this year being Burroughs and Askren. But in the past, they've had nation versus nation duels and shit like that.
Oh, really? Like just, what?
Like Iran versus like the U.S.
U.S. Yeah. versus Iran? Yeah. Like the Iranian team came over here?
Yeah. To help and they, out, what, beat the and it used to be in Times Square, but now it's in Madison Square Garden.
Like in Times Square in the open?
Yeah. Oh. It's outside. Last year it was Burroughs wrestled the number two wrestler in the world. His name is Frank Chamizo, and it was raining outside, and they fucking wrestled in the rain, and it was an intense ass match. They were awesome. Fucking sliding all over the place. It was fucking my God, rough.
That's dope, dude.
Burroughs won that shit too.
Wow.
So I don't know. Ben could be in for a long night, but I don't think it's really about the match as much as it is about putting wrestling on the map as far as out there in social media and getting people behind wrestling in general and getting on Flow and watching it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's on flowcombat.com. You can watch
Flow Wrestling.
Flow Wrestling. That's right. Flow has a whole bunch of series of websites, right? They got Flow Combat, Flow Wrestling. So it's on flowwrestling.com.
That's flowwrestling.org.
.org. Or you can just Google it if you forget. Just Google Google Beat the Streets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or Flow. It's a pay-per-view, I assume, right? Because they're raising some money, or is it on?
No, it's like free? It's kind of like a Netflix kind of thing. It's like $5 a month or some shit like that.
Cool. I haven't watched a lot of it. I mean, I know what it is. I've read articles on there, and I know that they do events, but I'm not. I don't. You know, I leave most of the wrestling stuff to you because that's the world outside of being a fan. So, but now that we've talked about like the purpose of the event, though, let's talk about it like it is. You know, a meaningful thing. Ben Askren versus Jordan.
It really Burroughs. Is, though. I mean, like, you got the biggest wrestler really in the world in his prime still.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Burroughs is a super athlete in his prime, and Ben Askren is a super MMA fighter, but, does he have a chance? I mean, oh, he hasn't 100%.
Had a... 100% has a
2008 chance. Since he really took wrestling seriously, right?
More or less. Like,
I mean, he's taken wrestling seriously. I guess I should rephrase that. He takes it very seriously. But, I mean, MMA wrestling is different than Jordan Burroughs, who's focused only on wrestling and wrestling at that level. I think that's what I mean.
Well, you're definitely right when you say it like that, but what I'm saying is Askren's had his ear to the ground the entire time, and he's like been he's got a Askren Wrestling Academy, so he has like a lot of kids that are in these big national tournaments coming from his school. So he's still in there, and he's still training with a lot of the big college wrestlers and shit.
Wrestlers. You know, I'm sure he's hitting the mats on the regular.
Of course. He does a lot of seminars, Twitter, stuff like that. I mean, yeah. He's used to coach for Missouri for a little bit. So
I read that.
He's tough. And I think he definitely has a fucking chance. I think he might even pull it off and pull the upset. That'd be huge. I mean, it would be huge for him. The thing is, Jordan Burroughs is probably going to fuck him up. Like, honestly. But what's cool about Ben and Jordan is, like, when Ben was on the top of the wrestling world was kind of when Jordan was coming into his own. Right. So, like, they never really got the chance to have this big match back in the day. So it's kind of like a nostalgia thing where it's like, what would have happened? You know what I mean? Because when Ben graduated and went on to the Worlds and then obviously MMA, that's when Jordan came in. He won the Hodges Trophy. He won the national title. Then he moved on, and he started taking over the world stage. So it was like it's kind of a generational gap.
Sure,
at the
old
same
guard,
time.
New guard meetup.
So it's kind of a cool little what-if kind of match also.
Well, that's pretty cool. And, you know, who do you like? Who do you think is going to win? I mean, by the time folks are listening to this, because we're recording a couple days before release right now, the answer will already be out there. But what do you think?
Let's shock the world, dude. Ben Askren.
I'm taking Ben. Man, can you imagine?
Imagine.
People will know if he did because I think he might mention that to the world.
Oh yeah.
Because if he likes to talk a little bit.
You think that pushes the Khabib fight?
Oh yeah.
It's like, bro, I just beat the best grappler in the world right now.
I want Ben to win, but I have to go with Jordan Burroughs.
Yeah, Jordan's gonna probably fuck him up. In all honesty, like my heart's going with Ben just for the story, but my mind's like, yeah, Jordan's gonna fuck him up at the same time.
How often do they do these
Beat the Streets
every year?
Yeah.
So folks, keep your eyes peeled for next year's event, and you can Google it, learn more.
There's some other good matches on there too. Yeah, not sure as big names, but there's some good wrestling that's gonna be had tomorrow.
It's a
tomorrow.
Full card, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Hopefully, they get a lot of viewership for that.
It's a lot of same things. It's a lot of like NCAA champs versus past NCAA champ matchups. So it's going to be some high-level wrestling. It'd be cool for everyone to go check it out, support everything, you know, get the community, push the culture forward. Well, that's like Ben's cool. doing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? I love that Ben's doing that. That's great.
All right, well, let's get back to MMA.
Well, actually, let's keep out of the theme for MMA just real quick. I didn't get a chance to watch it, although we did discuss it quite a bit. What did you think of Canelo Jacobs? Just went down on the same night.
Canelo's so good, man.
What about that defense by Canelo?
So good, dude.
Man.
So good.
That was unbelievable.
I don't know what.
I mean, like I said, I didn't see it live, but I've seen plenty of video.
Yeah, it's
slipping punches like a motherfucker.
Yeah, Canelo was just better at the end of the day.
Floyd just was better. Smart to get him out of the way when he was only 22, wasn't he?
Hella smart.
Because now Floyd. I mean,
now. Floyd ain't fucking with him right now.
No, Floyd ain't going to fuck with him right now, but he's going to make sure he lets people
know. I mean,
know
that in all honesty, Floyd's 50 now almost, though. He's like right. 42.
It wouldn't be competitive anyways, but.
In their prime, I'd love to see that fight, though. Both those guys in their prime, we'd never get to see it, but it would be a wonderful fight, man. I feel like. Just because Canelo's defense has evolved in such a ridiculous way, as before, it's like, yeah, he was a great defensive fighter, but last night he was a masterful defensive fighter.
I mean, it's not like he was fighting some scrub.
He's got a fucking iron chin, dude. Jacobs hit him he hit him with a huge left hand, like cock back and everything, huge left hand, and Canelo didn't even falter at all. He just poof. And just kept throwing. I was like, what the fuck, man?
Like, it didn't even happen.
And that's Canelo moving up, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
In the last 2 years, obviously, he's had a chance to kind of, we talked about it before as well, he kind of had a chance before this fight to kind of get his body back
where he looked solid. He looked big. Weigh-ins and shit, he looked big,
But what I'm saying is, you're talking about a guy whose chin is upheld in a heavier weight class after fighting one weight class for so long, you know?
Right, right.
So, I think we're just getting started with Canelo, too. He's 28 years old.
He's only 28. That's so crazy, man. He's 28 years old. 55 fights at 28 with the one loss to Floyd Mayweather. Fights. And what, two draws? Two draws, one loss to Floyd when he was 22, and Floyd was even...
In his prime, prime Floyd.
Prime Floyd, smart as fuck to get him out of the way. You know Floyd's going to mention that at some point. I'm going to win over them.
Of course.
But say what you will. He fought him at the right time.
100%.
Man, 28 years old. We got years of this.
Yeah, we do. Nice. He's talking about heading over to the UK now and fight Callum Smith in Wimbledon. That's a very solid logical next step.
Damn, in Wembley Stadium too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a logical next step.
Just build that fucking fan base.
That'd be dope right there.
Callum Smith is no walk in the park, though. That same shit that Canelo did to Rocky Fielding, he did to Rocky Fielding as well.
Yeah, he did.
He's got big hands. I think he's got, 18 wins and 17 KOs or something like that?
That's right up in that zone, man, yeah.
And I like what Canelo's doing, though. Canelo's looking to become the champion, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's trying to take all the belts, and I commend him for it, for sure. Which means that we're looking at it, could be Callum Smith and then possibly Charlo. After that, he wants all the belts.
Oh, that'd be sick. There's some exciting things going on with that boxer. Like, absolutely. Yeah,
I'd wish he'd fight a little bit more often if we could see those big fights.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe fight twice this next year.
Maybe he will because of the New Days and thing. Or does all.
Fucking highest paid fighter in fucking boxing. Or maybe in sports right now. Yeah. What, his deal was like five fights for $365 million or something like that?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's a huge, huge check.
Humongous.
Dude, these streaming services aren't messing around. I'm trying to make
the Zone is fucking people now, though. They move their prices up.
Doubled their price, man.
Like $20.
10 now. To 20? That's a crazy jump.
It started
jump,
at
man.
Five. But you know what's cool? I locked myself in at five.
Did you? How'd you do that?
I don't know. I think it's like they don't move the price up because I got my account last week only got charged for or last month got charged for $5 still.
So I'll be honest, dude. I canceled mine. I did the free thing for the first Bellator event and then I canceled it. I didn't like the pacing on the event. I didn't like the broadcast.
I'm probably gonna cancel mine, but I just want to see this next card, which segues us into Bellator 221.
Bellator 221. Yeah.
Michael Chandler versus Patricio Pitbull. Big champion versus champion fight.
I like it.
And he also got on there Douglas Lima versus MVP, which is another huge fucking fight.
Oh, my God.
And then you got our boy Jake Hager from the WWE taking another fight, quick turnaround.
Dude, I was so impressed with his first fight, man. I'm not like into all these wrestling guys coming over, but that dude's legit.
Man. He's legit, man.
Like, he earned me as a fan.
He was a legit wrestler, Oklahoma.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I learned that about him. You know, I did research.
Yeah,
because I really didn't know other than his WWE personality, but I did research for the show. You know, when we talked about it on there, and then when he came out and fought like that, I was like, "All right, I'm a fan. This dude's fucking cool."
He's a little theatrical, but it's
it fits because he's from WWE. That's theatrical, but man, he went out there and fought. I like it.
Yeah,
I'm stoked about.
Then
that.
Then you got AJ McKee on there, also another young up and coming guy.
Yeah.
But let's dive into fights. Lima MVP first. What do you think about that fight?
I think all these questions that people have had all these years about MVP, this tournament is going to be answering.
I want to see the dog in him because I feel like this could end up being a dog fight. Lima likes to make it a dog fight.
Dude, it's exactly what I'm thinking. Lima does not fuck around. Like, this would be a fight. Like, he will take it to him. Mm-hmm. This ain't going to be no Paul Daly fucking switcheroo or suddenly he's going to like not fight his normal self. Diego Lima's tough as fuck. He's one of the best welterweights in the world.
100%.
And
in the world,
no. Yeah, in the world. I don't just mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't just mean because he's in Bellator and in the tournament. I mean, out of all the MMA fighters and all the organizations.
And honestly, the way fucking Roy's talking about himself lately, I think Lima would fuck him up right now.
Dude, I think so too. That was a tough fucking fight, and that was a different Rory. Mm-hmm. And I'm questioning. Rory needs to come out and show something different in his next fight for the questions to stop. I mean, and I think it's rightfully so.
Yeah.
But Douglas Lima, I gotta think he's gonna beat MVP personally. I mean, and if he doesn't, that'll be MVP answering those questions.
MVP's signature win.
Damn straight it will. You beat Douglas Lima.
Yeah.
That's no joke, man.
MVP is still
shit
undefeated. People don't forget.
No, he is undefeated, and I'm not saying he sucks, and I'm not saying he's gonna get his ass. Dude, I just, Douglas Lima. This will answer the questions, man. Because I don't know.
I could see MVP going out there and starching him with something big, but I also could see Lima dragging him into deep water and fucking exposing every one of his weaknesses. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to load up some of this Pineapple Fanta.
Fuck yeah, do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I think.
Do we know who the winner of this fight is getting, or are we awaiting that as well? Do you know
what
I'm saying?
The winner of this fight will get the winner of. Is this already the semis or the quarterfinal?
I forget, and I wasn't planning on diving in a tournament, or I would have looked it up pre-show. But it doesn't matter. I don't know. I'm excited about the fight, dude. I'm excited about the fight.
You know me. I got to look it up. Let's go on Bellator's app. Let's see.
Yeah, Bellator app should have that shit. Man, this Fanta is sticky, man. My grinder doesn't work too well. If you listen to the show at all, you might have picked up on that. So I'm breaking it up by hand.
This is the sem.
That smells so good. It legit smells like pineapple, people. Like a lot of these names.
Oh, this is the semifinal. So the winner of this fights the winner of Rory and Neiman Gracie.
Oh, man. That's okay. Wow. Damn.
That changes the game for me a little bit.
Damn.
I think Douglas Lima is going to win this fight now. I think MVP has a good chance of fighting for the title with or without this tournament. But I feel like this is Douglas Lima's last chance to get this title.
Yeah, I think it's Lima, too.
I'm taking Lima.
I think it's going to be a great fight. I don't think it's going to be like the Bellator. Or
taking
the,
Lima by unanimous decision.
The last Bellator one with MVP versus Daly, which turned out to be like, we're like, what the fuck?
I think Lima beats him up for 5 rounds. Yeah, I could also see MVP winning with some
dude, flash. He could show us things that we don't know. He could answer questions about what happens when you're in a tough fight, what happens when you face top-tier competition, son.
And he could prove us all wrong for
absolutely
sure.
I'm not saying
denying
that can't happen.
Yeah.
But
I'm just going with...
I'm a betting man.
I'm going with what I know, not what I don't know.
Exactly, my friend. Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm taking Lima by either late-round KO, like either 4 or 5, or... unanimous decision.
Yeah, I agree with both things you just said.
So then that brings us to Michael Chandler and
Patricio
Pitbull.
Dude, what about Michael Chandler?
little feud going on. Some accusations that...
All kinds. Dillashaw related.
Aren't too...
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, aren't too friendly.
Yeah, not too friendly at all. That's been his...
The Pitbull brothers have kind of been that way with every opponent they've ever had, though. It's kind of fucking annoying. Like, they, like, gang up on people. Like, we know people you know that say that you do steroids. It's like, whoa.
Yeah. They like doing that shit.
Then, like, and Chandler's never... They've had a couple run-ins a few times.
Yeah, they have. They've got some history there.
Yeah.
That dude's big. And I know why people say that shit about him. I mean, he's never had any... any fucking
You're
trouble
feeding
that I know
into
of.
The hype, dude.
No, I mean, I get the people that say that shit. I mean, yeah, okay, I could see why you think he fails the eye test.
Yeah,
I understand. Like,
yeah,
okay,
makes sense.
But
he's still never been caught.
He's never been caught with anything, and he's a hard working motherfucker in the prime of his life. And believe it or not, people, it
he's
actually
been a high level.
It's not like he's
life.
Some crazy bodybuilder size. Like that's perfectly attainable with hard work. I don't care what anybody says.
And he's been a high-level athlete his whole life, dude.
Yeah, exactly. I don't buy that bullshit. But man,
Pitbull,
it's all been in the fucking
I think
news.
He's going to get fucking knocked out by Michael Chandler.
Dude, I'm not a believer in the Pitbull brothers. I mean, I think they're good fighters, but I don't think you'd beat Michael Chandler. Nope.
Yeah, Michael Chandler is a tough mofo.
Michael Chandler could be in the UFC any day of the week.
He just signed that new contract.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever going to be, but I'm just saying skill-wise... Yeah, you could wait in that Shark Tank just fine.
Yeah, he could very easily fight Khabib tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, good fight. I think it'll be entertaining. I think Chandler's taking that.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you hit this Fanta right here, man?
Fanta.
That is the good stuff, dude. I'm liking that strain a lot. I gotta say, man, there was a fight announcement, and as our listeners know, I have been bitching for Stipe Miocic to get his rematch with DC as much as anybody out there over the last fucking year. And now it has happened.
Come true.
And I'm pleased. I am pleased with it. You know,
yep, in Anaheim, California.
And the main reason why, and just as a refresher in case anybody doesn't
DC,
know why.
That's where DC got killed by Jones.
Is it? Oh, shit. No, I mean, I've been clamoring for this rematch because of the eye pokes that we've discussed about many times on the show. I mean, we broke down video. We talked about it extensively. There's no need to rehash it. But, I mean, just look at Stipe's face after the fight. It looked like he got clawed by a goddamn tiger.
Yeah.
I mean, and he took the knockout blow on the same side that he had just been severely poked in the eye, which I don't care. You can't see. And he's never made that excuse, and I'm not saying it's, I'm just saying it's a factor. It was a factor. It was undeniable.
I haven't heard any comments by DC about this yet.
He said he eye poked him. I heard him say it. He said it not in a news
broadcast. No, not that. I'm talking about this announcement of the fight.
Me neither. I haven't heard
I've seen Stipe say he's like, finally, like I'm getting back to work and we're going to get this back. But I haven't really heard much from DC's game.
He's probably still butthurt over Lesnar fucking him over. But it wasn't Lesnar that fucked him over. It was the UFC that fucked you over when they switched over to the pay-per-view thing. And Lesnar was like, I'm not taking a cut, bitch. Yeah, I bring in the buys. You're not giving me the money.
No,
he probably took one look at that first UFC pay-per-view numbers and was like, oh, no, you're going to need to add a zero.
Yeah.
What we were talking about earlier, you got
to
add a zero.
Well, here's what people need to understand, though, is this is how all of them start. They all start like this. Like WWE, same shit happened to them when they started their streaming service.
Yeah, it was terrible, but
they went down, crazy down. And now, so it's going to take some time to build your fan base back up to that level. So these first like 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 10 pay-per-views are not going to have great numbers. But maybe...
Doesn't affect the UFC, though. They're getting a flat fee.
Yeah.
It just affects the fighters who would get cuts of that money.
That's true.
Like Lesnar. And in this case, DC. Even so, you know, I'm sure he's butthurt because I don't look. I think DC could beat Stipe again. And if he does, then cool. Let's do it without any controversy. Then people like me can't sit here and bitch and say it was a bullshit win, right? So I'm happy. I'm happy for my man Stipe to get the fight back. I hope he fucking knocks DC into some retirement.
Well, you'd know if he beats DC, they're running it back a third time. Like, without
a doubt. I'm down with that, too. Whatever.
Without a doubt. That just erases the John Jones feud.
It does.
If DC beats him.
Might actually get some viewers.
I mean, if Stipe beats him, sorry. Yeah. Stipe beats him, creates a third fight. No need for a third John fight because you've lost twice. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, makes all the sense in the world. So, you know what's funny? I'm thinking about. So, with that John Jones, when he knocked out DC, why is that a no contest?
I don't think it should be anymore. I believe Jones was actually pointed that out, that it should be fucking...
should be reversed. Overturned. Yeah.
Back to a win. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, you should hand me the fucking belt back, which actually they should have. But yeah. At the very least, it should not be a no contest anymore. Yeah. Why is it? How could it be?
Yeah. There was no... He didn't get... Nothing happened to him.
Like, yeah. Wait.
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't matter, though, ultimately, because everybody knows DC lost that fight. He sat there and cried like a fucking...
Yeah, but that's the whole clamor for a third fight, though, is because that fight got turned to a no contest. Stupid.
I'm
it's like, John's got DC two losses where he, like, beat the fuck out of two people and lost.
Or two no contests, you mean?
Well, no, he has, well, one of them
is well, a one loss. Of them he lost to Matt Hamill, yeah.
It's technically a loss. Which
is it is, technically.
Stupid. It's stupid.
We all know he's undefeated.
Yeah, Jones has never been fucked with ever. No one's fucking beat him, dude.
Well, what do you think about who you think DC is going to win again? Retire? Beat him, the man?
I don't know. That fight, I've always said, even in the first fight, I think that's a 50-50 fight.
It really is. Yeah, I hope Stipe wins, but...
DC's coming off some injuries as well. So we'll see how he's doing there. So, like I said, 50-50. Yeah, 50-50? We get closer to the fight, I'll be able to shape my opinion a little bit more. Just to see how DC looks. Because that was also his first fight from light heavyweight to heavyweight. So now this being his second fight, I wonder where his body's at.
It'll be his third because he fought Lewis.
Oh yeah, Lewis. He fought. Yeah. That was like a quick turnaround though. I'm talking like now that he's had a couple fights and now he's kind of established himself as a heavyweight. Instead of being a light heavyweight, what size is he going to come in at? Because if he's never going back to 205... I guarantee you he's willing to put on a little bit more weight than he did the first time.
He seems to be one of those guys, like a football player, who can just operate at a very high level despite having a pretty large amount of body fat going on.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, well, in all honesty, he could fight at like middleweight. His whole life, man, dude.
He's like that on the world team. He's like that always, dude. He's always like that.
Yeah, it's just that works out well for him.
Yeah.
You know, which is unusual because he could be a middleweight.
Yeah.
I mean... He could be like a ripped middleweight. He could look like Romero. can you imagine that DC like at middleweight, all yoked, walking around like he will a Romero, pulling his pants up to his nipples. Oh God, what's bless that dude's, him!
I'm trying to find.
I think he's going to get beat though.
What's that one dude's name that just signed with the UFC?
Oh, the wrestler from
the dude from Iran. He's fucking.
MMAfighting.com should have that on there.
I'm going over there.
That's pretty controversial, I think.
Okay, man. Iranian heavyweight, Amir.
You convinced me of that.
Alik Bari. Do people know about this guy, man?
Dude, I didn't know till you told me. Then I'm
he
like,
is an Olympic champ.
Why would
Greco.
They sign this guy, Amir?
World champ in Greco. And he was like one of the best wrestlers in weight class. Well, he was the best wrestler in weight class in the world for about... 4 years, 3 years, and then he fails, like, I want to say 3 or 4 straight drug tests by the IOC and gets banned from wrestling for life. Heads over to Ryzen and ACB, who are both notorious non-testing organizations.
Yes.
Wins the heavyweight title. The only loss he has in his career is to Mirko Krokop. And now he's headed over to the UFC, who have the most stringent testing in the world. He's fucked. Unless he just put all that behind him. He's like, I've had enough steroids now. I'm big enough to go to the UFC.
Yeah, because people have done that before. That's exactly what they always fucking do assholes. Is just give it up, right? And that always works out so well for them afterwards. Why would the UFC do that? What are they looking to gain signing a dude this... You got to say it's a coin flip at the bare minimum that he's going to pop, right?
Absolutely. Like, come on, dude.
With a history like that, suddenly you're just like, no, I'm clean. I don't need that edge that I've needed all these other times. You fucking around taking that shit at an Olympic level?
Yeah, get the fuck out of here with that shit, dude.
Damn, dude. That's just another
heavyweight they wish would just get his act together.
Right?
Fucking UFC. Well, I think that's a good way to end the show today.
I think so, my friend. Damn, that fan's giving me the cough.
Yep.
That was a good shit. I enjoyed our weed today. Yeah, enjoyed talking too about these fights. If you're listening now and you're not a subscriber, please hit that subscribe button. You can listen to our show on WBUZ on the Orange Radio app or on radio.net on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. here in Vegas, 9 p.m. on the East Coast. You can find the podcast version basically anywhere that you get your iTunes, podcast from.
Google Play.
Yeah, all of them at this point.
Jump on YouTube, drop a like. We got
little videos up on YouTube if video is your thing. Find out all that info at SWAT.
Head over to Instagram. Hit a follow, you know?
Absolutely. We appreciate you, everybody. We'll catch you on the next episode. Peace.
Later.